WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, it's Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. Now, let's be real. Life can feel like a constant marathon, right? We're juggling work, relationships, hobbies, maybe even trying to squeeze in some sleep. It's enough to make anyone want to just hit the pause button. But here's the thing. Hitting that pause button isn't always about taking a break from everything. It's about making sure you have strategies to recharge and come back stronger. Today, we're diving into something super important, creating a self-care plan that actually works for you. Because, let's face it, generic advice like just meditate or drink more water isn't always cutting it, is it? We need something personalized, something that fits our unique needs and rhythms. So, how do we build this awesome self-care fortress around ourselves? First things first, forget the idea that self-care has to be some grand, elaborate gesture. Sometimes, the simplest things are the most effective. Think taking a hot bath, listening to your favorite music, or even just spending 10 minutes reading a good book. Those little pockets of me time can make a world of difference. Ever feel like your brain is running on overdrive? Try switching off notifications for an hour, go for a walk in nature, or simply do some deep breathing exercises. It's amazing how quickly these things can calm the mental storm. Second, remember that self-care isn't a one-size-fits-all deal. What works for your friend might not work for you, and that's perfectly okay. Experiment with different activities until you find what truly nourishes your soul. You know that feeling when you're completely engrossed in something, whether it's painting, playing an instrument, or even just cooking a delicious meal. Those are the things that bring us joy, that give us energy. Make time for those things regularly. Third, don't underestimate the power of saying no. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? It's okay to set boundaries and prioritize your well-being. Think about it like this. You wouldn't let your phone run on low battery without charging it, would you? Treat yourself with the same respect. Learn to politely decline requests that drain your energy or compromise your peace of mind. Now, I know what you might be thinking, Jake. All this sounds great, but how do I actually make it happen? Fourth, schedule it in. Seriously, treat self-care appointments like any other important meeting on your calendar. Block out time for those activities that bring you joy and recharge you. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, your future self will thank you. Finally, remember that self-care isn't a luxury. It's a necessity. You deserve to feel your best, both mentally and physically. Creating a plan that works for you is an investment in your happiness and well-being. It's about showing up for yourself day after day with kindness and compassion. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You wake up feeling refreshed and energized, ready to tackle the day. Throughout your day, you find moments to recharge. A quick meditation session during your lunch break, a walk in the park after work, or simply enjoying a cup of tea while reading a good book before bed. You feel more focused, more resilient, more capable of handling whatever life throws your way. That's the power of a self-care plan that truly works for you. So, what are you waiting for? Start brainstorming today. Think about those things that bring you joy, that help you relax and recharge. Write them down, schedule them in, and make it a non-negotiable part of your routine. Remember, you deserve to feel your best, and taking care of yourself is the first step towards creating a life you truly love. go out there and tap out of overstimulation, one awesome self-care strategy at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a little self-love reminder. And if you found something helpful here, leave us a review. It helps others discover the show. See ya in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.